Either you sit on the pile of cash or you continue. Namaste, hello, Anaya. Welcome to BGS Bulletproof Goal. This is Priyanshi, your friend, and I really missed all of you a lot. Even though I was busy in my studies, but I was thinking about this show and all of you. As you know that our first series of biggest entrepreneur of all time is going on, and today is the episode 4, No One Can Stop Me. Do you have any interest in gems, diamonds or gold? Because this episode is based on the success story of India's biggest diamond trading businessman and recently became the third richest person in the world. He is none other than Mr. Gautam Adani. Gautam Adani is chairman of the $21 billion Adani Group with interest in ports, airports, power generation and transmission, green energy, etc. He acquired a 74% stake in Mumbai International Airport, India's second busiest, in September 2020. He is now the country's biggest airport operator. In 2022, he acquired Swiss firm Holcim Indian Asset for $10.5 billion to become India's second largest cement producer. And Adani wants to be the world's largest producer of green energy and has said he will invest up to $70 billion energy projects. So these are a part of great achievement by Adani sir. These things look great when we listen. But do you know that how he struggled in his early life for all of this? I'm so excited because I have a great interest in gems and all. So let's get started. So on 18th September 2022, Gautam Adani became the second richest person in the world. On Forbes real-time billionaire list, the tycoon placed second with $154.7 billion in net worth, surpassing Jeff Bezos, Bernard Arnold. Adani as a child exhibited entrepreneurial traits. He dropped out of college after the second year to start a career. Another dropout guy. He was one of the seven children of his parents who were economically weak. His father was a textile merchant. Adani moved to Mumbai to start working as a diamond sorter. His first job lasted for 2 to 3 years. He had learned the nitty-gritty of the business and how it changes with the market. His knowledge of the trade helped him set up a diamond brokerage. It was the first business that he tried his hands at. Okay guys, another dropout. After this guys, I am also thinking about becoming dropout. But I can't, because if I take this step, I will be dropout from my home as well by my mother. Okay, just kidding. I love my life. Sorry, I think I should continue. So, Gautam Adani worked as a diamond sorter in Mumbai in the 80s after dropping out of college and refusing to continue in his father's textile business. And after struggling for so many years, he started a diamond trading business for a while and turned into millionaire at 20. He eventually started a commodities import and export firm in 1988. But do you guys know that he had escaped death twice? Yes. Adani was reportedly kidnapped in 1998 at gunpoint for ransom after he, along with another individual, had just left a club in Ahmedabad and were released later. And the most horrific event is when he had a close encounter with the 26/11 terror attack. Staff at the hotel helped him hide in a basement from the terrorist who attacked the Taj Hotel where he was dining. He has been quoted as saying that he saw militants enter the building from the table at which he sat. I mean, Oh my God, this thing just gave me so many goosebumps. Thank God he escaped from there. This shows that if you work hard and believe in God, then destiny also makes ways towards that direction only. And even death can't touch you. Adani is a man with a knack to recognize an opportunity when it comes knocking at your door. Adani founded Adani Group in 1988, but his company initially was trading on the agricultural product and power. But it changed in 1991 as the new age of the Indian economy ushered in. Adani took the opportunity to diversify considering the shift in market demand. Far-sightedness and the ability to seize opportunity are the qualities that differentiate a successful person from the mass. Adani is living proof of that. He identified opportunities when the Indian economy threw open the doors to globalization. It proved a blessing to him. Adani believes in giving back to the society. Despite his success like a shooting star, Gautam always remained humble to his roots. Mr. Gautam Adani has built his empire over decades of tireless effort and through sheer grit. India's richest person, Gautam Adani, has now become of the world's fourth richest person, overturning Microsoft founder Mr. Bill Gates as per the Forbes World's Richest list. From this story, I learned that we all had some kind of events which can be so horrific, but we can't just stick to it and think about that only. We need to come out of those events and try to make life more meaningful. And even Adani sir said that either you sit on the pile of cash or you continue to grow. So I hope that you all enjoyed this special episode, and please share your reviews, subscribe, follow and share this podcast with others so that they also take challenges in life as opportunities. Stay tuned for upcoming episode 5 on It's Never Too Late. Till then, remember, new things leads to new exploration, and please subscribe to my channel, YouTube channel, Bulletproof Goals, my Instagram, Bulletproof Goals, please follow it, and on Twitter, please follow it as well. And yes, today I'm not going to give any challenge because today is the chill out day for you all. Thank you for sharing your precious time with me.